The NFL life doesn't weave a tale of success and riches for all its players. For many, it's a story peppered with the frustration and heartbreak of falling short, something that fullback Thump Belton learned when the Chicago Bears released him at the end of the 2006 preseason.
Oh, man. That day, I remember like it was yesterday, it was September 2nd. And that was the best day of my life, and that was the worst day of my life. You know, we had just played Cleveland. I had a great game in the Cleveland game, ran well, blocked well, and I think that's what really got me this job anyway. Because, I mean, I kind of knew we can go farther than that. We can go back to the draft. And when they drafted the young kid, J.D. Reynolds, which I have nothing against him, good player, good football player out of University of Oklahoma. And I had to battle some injuries in Chicago, triceps and ankles and, you know, little knick-knacking injuries. And by my weight, you know, they probably just didn't think I was durable enough, so they went and got him, 250, and, you know, bigger guy. They had Jason McKee, a bigger guy. They had Brian Johnson, who's a bigger guy. So I kind of saw the writings on the wall. And, you know, I stayed there, and I did the best I could with every opportunity I had. But that phone, when I got that phone call from Coach Smith, I think that was the first time I cried in a long time. I mean, my grandmother had passed, my grandfather had passed. A lot of people had passed, and I didn't drop a tear. But that right there was almost like I lost a child almost, because I hold the game so close to me. And just the fact that hold from April to the time I got released was like probably one of the lowest points of my life, because I was like, I'm not getting the opportunity, I'm not getting the reps, I didn't know what to do, ain't nothing I could do. I try to talk to the coach, one coach telling me one thing, one coach telling me another one, so don't nobody want to really man up and see what was really going on. And when Coach Smith gave me that call, and I had to go down there and meet him, and I mean, it was a heartfelt meeting, because, you know, we looked eye to eye, and he said, you know, the first thing he said is, what did I tell you the first time you came in here? Because they had released me before, and they brought me right back, and he said that they liked me, they really liked me here. So, when they released me for the last time, it was, I mean, I cried. I sat there and I put my head down and cried, because it was almost like, what more could I have done to keep this from happening?
Of course, now Belton's in Denver and has another shot. But there's much more to it than that. Belton is engaged to a woman back in North Carolina and will soon become a father. So he wants to establish himself in the NFL for the sake of his young family.
Yeah, not only that, I want to do it for me. I mean, I'm going into my fourth year. I only have like 2 credit seasons. I've been on 3 teams. I've been in Detroit, and I was a knucklehead in Detroit. And I'll be honest with you, I was a knucklehead in Detroit. I actually got activated. Then when I got deactivated, I got mad. I got in my feelings, and Chicago called, and I just left. I didn't call Mariucci, which was a good coach. I didn't call Coach Rathman. They didn't even know. I just left. And to this day, I kind of regret that, you know what I'm saying? Because I made a decision just off my feelings, just off my emotions, without praying about it. I didn't even tell my family. I just left and called and say, look, I'm in Chicago. Chicago picked me up, and I'm going to show Detroit what they did. And the same thing happened to me when I was in Chicago. And I got released there. So I've been released and played and released and played. So I just want to do it for me, because I know I can play on this level. That's why I work so hard. And there's no reason in the world that this ain't going to be the place that I'm going to show. And I'll be here for a long time.
Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.